Hey, what's up, everybody? We are back, episode 30. My name is Edgar Vergara, also known as 65 Loaf, and my special guest today is George, also known on Instagram and YouTube, Facebook, as Vision124. What's up, George? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Edgar? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty well, thanks.
Good, man. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you, man. Hey, I'm happy. Even like when I had hit you up earlier, I was like, hey, I'm excited to get you on. Yeah. You know, I've been
I've been a big fan of your show ever since, you know, I saw the podcast. You know, I never really listened to podcasts, but when I noticed it was model car related and it was you, I said, hold on, I gotta check this out. So
I
went and downloaded the app, and I'm glad I did, because it's a lot of fun.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, so you're out in New Jersey.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm out here in California, so there is, what, like a 3-hour or 4-hour difference?
Yes, 3 hours.
3 hours.
It's 3-hour difference here. You're 3 hours earlier over there than over here, so.
Yeah.
If it's like 11 o'clock here, over there it's 8 o'clock by you. Yeah. So.
All right, on. I've never been like, I've landed in Newark. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, Newark, New Jersey, the airport.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I've
half
been.
An hour from me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice! I've been there. Like, I've landed there to take another flight.
Right.
You know, but I've never had the opportunity to, like, you know, visit and see the city.
Right.
Out there, but that's like as close as I've been to New Jersey. Right,
yeah,
there, but
I was born and raised in Newark, New Jersey, which is that same city, and I work for the city now, but Newark is really close to New York City, so I mean, you know, by landing it in Newark, you're still close to New York City. So.
Yeah, I remember seeing like the buildings on one side and being like, oh, there it is. I've still never even been over there, but just seeing it and being like, man. I could just go over there right now.
Yeah, you need to come up one day, one time, and I'll show you around, man.
That'll be pretty dope, man. I'm going to have to take you up on that offer in the future sometime.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. So how's the, like for you out there, how long have you been model building for?
Well, I mean, I started when I was, I don't know, maybe 8, 9 years old. And basically I was a kid, you know, just admiring. I had older cousins who will build models, and they were more like, you know, box stock builds or whatever, but they always bought like the cool models, like the cool muscle cars and stuff like that. And I was always intrigued. I've always been a car guy, you know, because of my dad. My dad was always into cars, and I always helped my dad work on cars. So it was just like always a car thing for me. So by me seeing my cousins build cars, you know, later on, I will go to the local Kmart with my mom, and I would, instead of going to the toy section just to buy toys, all I wanted to do is build models. So I would get inspired by looking at the ones that my cousins used to build, and then I would beg my mom to buy me one. So back then, you know, it's not like it is now. So, you know, like the models were like $7 or $8. And then you will have the tester's glue. And basically, you know, I just started off with brush painting everything, you know.
And, yeah, that's cool.
And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. You know, I was small. But, you know, as I got older, you know, a female cousin of mine, her husband, he was really into the model cars real heavy. So, like, he would go to model car shows and all that. And he saw how interested I was in the models that he went and took me to the local NNL East over here, which is the big show over here in the East Coast. So when he took me, I was maybe about 9 or 10 years old. And I was just like blown away, because I couldn't believe like what was available for models, you know, and then going to the show tables and seeing the amazing builds, like the paint jobs and everything, I was just like blown away. It just took me somewhere else, you know.
Dang.
And you know, it was a big inspiration for me, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's so dope.
From there, you know, then I started attending to those shows with him. And then, you know, as I got older, then, you know, I became a teenager. Eventually, I got my license. And then I started messing with the real cars. So, you know, I kind of took a step back from the models and just started, you know, driving and building a car, you know, a real car to go to car shows. So that's what I did for a while. So I stepped away from the hobby for a little while. And then eventually I got back into it.
That's cool. So like back then, when you were younger, like, was there hobby shops, specialty shops just for models, or did you have to go to other kind of stores that sold the toys? And then on the side, they had like model kits. Right.
So my cousin, my cousin's husband, he's the one that also introduced me to hobby shops, because, you know, that's when I started seeing that there was more to just buying a couple of testers, bottles, and brushes, you know. And I started realizing like what a hobby knife is, what tweezers are, what this and that was. And then the back in the day was the, which they still have them, is the Model Master paint cans and whatnot. So, you know, I started seeing all of that, and you know, it was little by little, I would buy some of the stuff from the hobby shops. And it's just sad to see now that the hobby shops aren't, you know, little by little are disappearing, you know, you know, but I did used to go to the hobby shops as much as I could, you know?
Yeah, support them. And at that, mm-hmm. at that age, when you were young, did you have, aside from your cousins, was there any, like other kids in the neighborhood that were also building at that time?
Not really. I mean, you know, if there was, I didn't really know about too much, you know, since I was just a kid, you know, I would go as far as, you know, my mom would take me, or like if I would go to the show, like if she would take me to the hobby shop, then that's the only way I could go. And but, you know, I just kind of hung around with my cousin's husband who had a hobby room, and he had a bunch of models. And, you know, as a kid, you're like, wow, how could he have so many? And now that I'm old enough, now I have the same collection that he had when I saw that, you know? So
yeah.
Now I understand, you know?
That's funny. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now you understand exactly. You relate to it.
Now. Exactly. Yep.
That's cool. Did he stop building, or do you know if he continued?
He eventually stopped building, and you know he had to take care of his father and all that stuff. So it just got harder for him to, you know, with work and whatnot, for him to keep going with it, you know. So you know, eventually he ended up selling off most of his stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And then you know, just life takes over sometimes, you know.
No, yeah, I understand. Yeah, there's times, you know, we get we fall in love with the hobby and we get super consumed from it, like where we're, it's like a big part of our lives, and we're buying a lot of material and projects that we're working on, and then eventually like something, you know, can happen that it gets to a point where you have to sell off your stuff, you know, whether it's something that you've already built that someone really wants and wants to take it off your hands, or it's just like your stash, like somebody wants it. And I don't know, sometimes like I come to realize, like, I know my stuff, I like keeping everything that I build. I like keeping it all. And even like kits that I buy, I don't try not to buy too many of one. I keep the same one in case if somebody would need one or whatever, I have in hand. But I know like if I had to sell everything, I would be fine with, I mean, you would be a little torn, but then again, if I have to, I have to. But the one thing that I know That I would never, you know, obviously you could never sell your skills or the or the knowledge. So like time can pass by and you'll be back to normal, like back to in your groove. And then that's when you can obviously, you know, continue and start over again. But at least by this time, you already know what to do. And you won't have to be freaking out about, like, you know, it's like you sold off your skills or anything.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, the good thing about the hobby is that no matter what I feel like let's say if I have a passion for it now and I've been built, you know, been really into it lately in the last couple of years. But I know that even if I stop now for whatever reason, I can always go back. Even if it's you stop for a couple of months or even a couple of years, you can always come back and pick up that box, open that box and just build a model. And then you almost feel like you never left, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how I feel. You know, if I take a break from it, I can always go back and everything comes back naturally, you know, like, you know, oh, wow. Like, yeah, I remember doing this. And then you forget how much fun you have, you know?
No, definitely.
But, you know, I always feel that no matter what, like, if I have to sell some of my stuff, I wouldn't sell everything, but I can always have something where I can pick it up and pick up from where I left off, you know?
Yeah. What would you say is, like, your favorite model car that you like building?
Well, I mean, I like everything. Like, I mean, you know, my main thing is I try to stay one scale. So I try to stay 124, 125 scale. So the majority of my cars are 124 scale. And even though, like, a lot of, like, Revell kits and AMTs are 125, they also have 124 scale. And basically, I mean, either one or the other is fine with me. But I have I'm also into import cars. So, you know, and when I drove, when I got older, all I drove was import cars. So the majority of the models that you find that are imports are 124 scale. So I started buying the Tamiyas, the Fujinis, the Aoshima builds, models. And they're always good models that go together well, you know? And then, you know, that doesn't say that Revell or the MT kits aren't good. But, you know, there are some that are more challenging than others. But it's understandable because, you know, some of these models are really old. They just repop. So, you know, some of the older ones are harder to build because, you know, things don't line up right or you know, built right. But, you know, the majority of my builds, like a lot of them are, you know, import models. But I also like everything. I like muscle cars. So I have a lot of Revell kits. I have some AMTs. But, you know, I stick to pretty much anything, you know?
Yeah. No, that's dope. And mm-hmm. and then also you're part of a model car club.
Yes.
What's the name of the?
Our club's name is Diversify Scalers.
Nice.
So we started the club. We started off with 5 members. And the way we came about being a club was that we started off just knowing each other on forums. You know, before Instagram and everything, you know, guys will be in forums, you know, model car forums and whatnot. So, you know, you will know guys like that in forums by their username and whatnot. But then when you start seeing like what city they're from or whatnot, you start noticing, well, wait a minute, he might go to the show that I go to because he still lives in PA or New Jersey or New York. So, you know, we ended up going to shows, meeting each other at shows that, oh, wait, you're from the forum, you know? So we ended up, a couple of guys just ended up going to the same shows. So we ended up starting a relationship friends wise, like, you know, while you build this, yeah, I build this. So we ended up, you know, just hanging out a little bit more. And then one of the members said, hey, why don't we start a model car club, you know? And then he came up with the name, you know, what do we call ourselves? And then, you know, we all, even though a lot of us build imports, you know, and import cars, like, we all like all kinds of models, like all kind of builds. So, you know, diversified meaning, you know, any kind of model, any kind of build. So we went with diversified scalers. So we just change up the scalers at the end with a Z instead of a S. And, you know, just to you know, change it up a little bit, you know? So that's how we started. And we started, you know, started off by just going to the shows together, the nearby shows. And then eventually we say, hey, why don't we throw our own show? So we started off as doing like a little meet. And one of the guys, one of the members had a friend of his who had a mechanic shop. And funny or not, but we started off our first show throwing a little meet in a little garage, like a mechanic shop. Like we took out one of the bays and we, you know, it was all clean and we just put some tables and we displayed our models and we just put it out there. You know, we put it out in the forums or whatnot. And we actually had a decent turnout. And from there on, I said, you know, we all said, then, all right, you know, we actually got a good turnout. Then maybe next year we'll find a better place. So from there on, we went in and rented a hall and we did the show at the hall. And basically what we did was just followed whatever they were doing on all the shows. We just did it in a smaller scale, you know. So, you know, we just wanted to make it like a meet at one night. Then eventually the show got bigger. And then we eventually started giving out trophies for the classes. And you know, it just evolved to bigger and better every year. So, you know, we just try to basically put out some classes and put out a theme, two themes, one theme or two themes per show. And now we're on our seventh annual show.
That's the next one that's coming up.
Right. Which is on September 29th. And it's in Wayne, New Jersey, which is the for you guys in the East Coast. Some of you guys know of the big NNLE show. And that one's held in Wayne, New Jersey. So with the help of that club that... which is that club's name is Tri-State Scale Model Car Club. They were able to help us get into their venue where they throw their show. So we started off putting out our show in their venue in the same building as they did starting last year. So this year we'll have it again in that show, which is a bigger place and it's better, you know?
Man, that's dope, man. Shout out to them helping you guys out.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We appreciate, you know, not only their help, but the surrounding clubs, you know, from the Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York who've supported us and helped us, you know, with our events, you know?
Yeah, dang. I want to come out to one of those shows.
Yeah, man, you need to come out, man. I mean, you know, I definitely want to go to a West Coast show. So if I go to a West Coast show, you have to come to an East Coast show.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. That's a deal right there.
definitely. Yeah, so, you know, this year for our show, we have two themes. So this year we picked for the main theme is All-American Muscle Cars from 1967 through 1972. I mean, that's those years of muscle cars were very popular. So, you know, and there's a lot of models that you can build for that criteria. So, you know, that's the main thing. And what we started doing a year ago, we started building, we built a diorama. About 2 years ago, we did it as a display thing where, you know, the club members did a Honda, scale Honda meet. And we basically built, a lot of us built Hondas. So we model cars. So we displayed a Honda meet, and it was a good, you know, it was received well that, you know, the actual, the NNL East asked us if we can display it at their show. And so we promoted their show that we were going to put out that same diorama, a parking lot theme. And we got a great turnout from there, and now it's become, you know, our sub theme for our shows. So for this year, we decided to change it up, and we went with a Nissan Datsun theme for this year. So being that there's a lot of Nissan models out there, so a lot of Skylines and cars like that, and a lot of Datsuns that came out recently, I think it'll be a great turnout of participation in this one this year.
Damn, that sounds fun, man. And you're with your club. Do you guys live pretty close to each other, or are you guys kind of spread out?
Well, we're actually spread out. Right now, there's 7 members, and we're all friends. You know, we all, you know, know each other from, you know, our social medias and the shows that we go to. But we're actually spread out apart really far, some of us. There's actually 3 members from New Jersey. There's 2 members from New York. There's actually 1 member in Philadelphia and 1 member in Massachusetts. And that member drives all the way from Massachusetts to these shows. And, you know, we get together and he supports, you know, he's part of the member, you know, even the guy from Philly, you know, we all get together and we go to the shows together when we can. And, you know, and then we all get together and do our show.
Yeah, you guys like hang out and catch up.
Yeah, we catch up. We don't have meetings like some clubs every month because it's hard being that we're all so spread apart. But we try to get together as much as we can to, you know, do stuff together, you know?
Yeah. No, that's awesome, man. And I bet, like, if you guys need help, though, you know, through social media, you guys help each other out.
Oh, definitely, definitely, yeah. We always in contact. That's the nice thing about social media. That's easy to contact each other and you know, we help each other out even though we're different states away, you know?
Yeah, and like throughout the year, is there a lot of shows out there, like every year?
Yeah, actually, over here in the tri-state area, which means, you know, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, New York, you know, this whole area here, there's shows throughout the year. The biggest show I would say is the NNL East, and it's in the middle of April. And, you know, a lot of people come to that show because they have a ton of vendors and it's just a big, big, big show. So it has grown their past 30 years in that show. So they've done it for a long time and it just got bigger and bigger every year. So that's the one in April. Last year, actually this year, the show season started in Philadelphia. This year, there was a Philly NNL. So that started this year, and that was in March. So starting from March, April, and then spread out after that, maybe every month or every other month, there's a show nearby, whether it's in Pennsylvania or in New York. or, you know, even Connecticut, Massachusetts, there's shows all over the country.
Nice. Do you try to, like, make it out to a majority of them, or just, like...
Well, yeah. We try, you know, depending on work, if I could take off from work, or if, you know, if I'm off, if not, some of our members will try to support those shows, you know? So we try to go to as much shows as we can, you know, pending, you know, if we're not working, we try to support. And I think it's important to support those other clubs who are throwing these shows, you know?
Yeah, because it's always nice to see other clubs there. It's just a lot of different, you know, even though you're in a different club, everyone knows each other and they're friends, you know, there's like friendships there. So it's always like, it's not like we see each other every day, but definitely I think it's a good thing. And it's almost like anything, like I see it too, is like, you know, like when you have like a family party, let's say it's like someone's birthday or someone's like wedding or, you know, some kind of event like that where you invite as many people as you can. And then it's always nice when everybody comes out, you know, friends and,
yes,
and to celebrate. That's really what it is. I see it as a celebration pretty much. And
it definitely is, man. I mean, one of my favorite things about going to the show, I'm not really a type of builder that is, I don't really build to compete. You know, I like to build to display. So, like, you know, I really don't go to the show to try to win a trophy. You know, like, that for me, it's to display and to kind of kick it with the fellow modelers and, you know, the camaraderie, you know, yeah, that you have with other builders and just sharing, you know, sharing your story, how you built this model and, you know, answering questions and asking questions of someone who built something in the table that you like. Hey, how did you do that? That's my favorite part of it, you know? And, you know, and I have a lot of fun just, you know, kicking it with other guys, you know, and sharing stuff and just talking model cars, you know?
No, yeah, definitely. It's crazy. Like for us, the most recent show that we just had was the Cadillac Fest, and a lot of different people, artists came out from different areas, you know, to hang out. And you could just see, you know, people were meeting new people. Some people were just catching up from the last time they saw each other at a show. So it was very nice to see that. And after a while, like I took as many pictures as I could of all the model cars that were there. But then at the same time, I almost felt like time was slipping. You know, it's like it was almost over. And
it goes fast.
It goes super fast, dude. Like sometimes I wish it was like maybe like a convention where it's 2 days or something. Uh-huh. You know, like one day is not even enough. And I mean, you get there early in the morning, but still, next thing you know, it's already noon. And then there's only like 2 hours or 3 hours left. And then by the time it's like four, it's like done. And and it's like, man, we're already going to bounce, you know? And
I know the feeling, man. I know the feeling, especially like, you know, sometimes I get caught up talking and like you said, catching up with friends and you know, and sometimes you want to talk to that friend about your new build and or talk about the build that they did. And next thing you know, you're there for a while and then you're like, oh snap, it's the time's almost flying. Let me, you know, I almost feel like, oh man, I didn't even get to see all the cars. Let me get going and checking out all the pages, you know? Cause you know, I just have a lot of fun just talking to the other guys who build, you know?
Yeah, it's like I hate it when like the show's over and then later I start seeing pictures of cars that were there that I didn't even see.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I'm like, dude, that one was there. They're like, yeah, it was right there. I was like, oh my God, I did not see it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know the feeling. That happens to me all the time, man.
Yeah. And it's crazy because like, it's like, I feel like everybody who is there in that moment, it's like it was meant to be, you know? Like honestly, every person that's there will never be there ever again at the same time. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, like, you can get, let's say, 50 model builders and everybody's schedule works out and we're all there. But then we do it next year, and I'll bet you not all 50 are going to be there. It's going to probably be 40 or maybe even more. Who knows? But it's really rare. So I always see it as, like, once you made it and you're there, it's like, just make the best of it.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Because, and you know, time goes fast, and you don't know if you're going to see them on that next show, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, and it's always fun to see people's progress, you know,
mm-hmm.
or even yourself, you know, like me, I like to always, my next build, hopefully be better than the last one, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, I always try to bring something new, you know, just to say, you know, yeah, I built another one. I got it out the way and I'm happy with it, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel also, going back to like the shows too, it's like, it's very important to, I would recommend everybody to try to take group pictures or just pictures like as time goes on, because they're always like neat to look at, you know, like later.
Yeah.
And you go, oh man, look on this picture, there's so-and-so, so-and-so, like, and because I've seen some pictures where I obviously was not at the show and I'm not in the shop, but I'd be like, man, I wish I would have been there. I wish I was at that show.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. I agree, man. I agree. Those, we have taken group pictures of club members with just even guys that go and you're right. It is fun to see those and to look back and like, as you would say, document, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Document and you know, look back and reminisce of good times, you know?
Yeah. Nah, yeah, because it's fun. It's, I don't know, man, it's crazy. Like, I still trip out on it, you know? Like, it's been so long from when I was a kid, but I still remember it like if it was yesterday. Like, I still have, like, a really clear mind of, like, hanging out with my friends and getting a model kit and like painting it. I remember there was this one friend who I had who, his parents always gave him money, like all the time. Like my parents, like us, we had like $1 or $2 on us. This kid had $20 like all the time. And we would go. And then after a while he was already having like a stash of models, but he knew we couldn't afford them. So he would hook us up, but dude, he would like, I think he was like testing us or something, because he would open it up and then he'd be like, here, you can have it. And then we would take it home to mess with it.
Right.
And it would be missing instructions. It would be missing parts, you know? But you can't complain because it's free, you know?
Right, exactly.
So I remember like just doing whatever I could to put it together the way it was, even though it was missing stuff. Well, I didn't even know. You know, you kind of just figure it out. But it's funny because those were the first ones. And I just remember finishing the model, like painting it with whatever spray paint my dad had in the garage.
Right.
And I remember showing it to him and being like, oh, check it out. It's done. And looking at the engine, dude, like instead of, because I didn't have like sprue cutters or anything like to cut off. So, you know, at that time you're twisting off the parts.
Yes. Yes.
So, dude, I'm over here twisting it, gluing it all together, and the engine's all like spiky from all that flash. It just looked crazy. Like even the seats, like anything that was attached to the tree was like super like spiky.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, we all start that same way, you know, until we, you know, someone guides us or we'll just pick up a scale auto or, you know, a magazine, and then be like, oh snap, like, you know, in the scale auto you see them do a complete build and pictures step by step, and then you start seeing in the pictures screw cutter, hobby knife, you know, specific glues, and you know, that's how I started, like paying attention to that stuff, and I was like, wait a minute. Then I know that, well, they don't sell this at Kmart, so I know I have to go to the hobby shop, and then I will pick up stuff like that. And then eventually, you know, next thing you know, you start buying tools, and next thing you know, you have a collection of tools that you have the right tool for the job, you know?
Yeah, no, I've been like, I would say like late last year, I started getting like super into tools, like for modeling. Yes. Because I remember at first I wasn't not down to pay like 20, 30 bucks for a tool. I was only like, right. It was only like 7, 10, maybe 15. But then I started to notice, you know, they are expensive, but they do perform.
Yes. I tell you one thing, I'm big into tools myself, and you know, having a good set of tools, you know, you don't have to have every single tool, but you know, the most essential tools, you know, like the tweezers, sprue cutter, hobby knife, plenty of blades, because you know, when I first started, one blade, one tester's hobby knife did everything, you know. Yeah. And you know, when you get older, you start realizing, man, if I buy a hobby knife and then I buy more blades, you start, you know, realizing that, man, you go a long way when you start changing the blades, and you know, things come out a lot cleaner, and you know, little by little, you start seeing you know you buy a file and then sanding sticks, and next thing you know, you have everything you need.
No, yeah, and it does make a lot easier too with what you're trying to do.
It makes modeling a lot more fun when you have the right tools, and it makes things easier, and the outcome is always a lot cleaner and well worth it at the end, you know.
Yeah, when I started picking up Tamiya tools, I fell in love with it even more. Like, yeah. And then when we went to Japan, I went crazy, just like buying, like stocking up on tools and stuff.
I was hearing your podcast when you guys did that visit over there, and I said to myself, oh man, I wish I was there, you know.
Yeah, man, it's a lot cheaper too. Like, all the stuff is super cheap. Like, I thought it was gonna be more, but nah, it's like way cheaper. Like, over here it's like doubled the price. And
no, if I do that trip, I definitely want to go over there and stock up, you know.
Yeah, no, heck yeah. And then it's not like, like, you could buy so much and bring it back, and they're not like giving you a hard time about it either.
Right.
It's they're pretty cool about that. There's a new, well, not a new, I think this company's been around, but for me it's new. It's called God Hand.
Oh, really?
And they make I've been using their like sanding pad, like sticks.
Oh, okay. Right.
And man, these things are dope. But I've been like digging more into what else do they make.
Right,
and they make
right.
sprue cutters, but they have these ones. They're claiming these are the ultimate ones, like, and they're like close to $50 though.
Really?
Yeah, okay. And I'm like, but I keep researching it. I'm looking at it more and more, and the more I look at it, the more it's like, oh, like, it makes me want to buy them, you know?
Right. I hear you, man, because every time a cool tool comes out, a new scriber comes out or whatnot. And what I do is I do my research. Like, let's say if I see somebody recommend a tool, I'll go on YouTube or on just online and start doing research of reviews and how other modelers use them and what they say. I'll tell you one thing. In YouTube, there's so much information on YouTube. And not just from, you know, car modelers, but, you know, even guys who build Gundams, which are like those robots, and military and airplanes. I mean, you learn a ton from those guys. I mean, I don't just follow just model car, but even though I just build model cars, I follow those guys as well, because they can always, you know, you could learn new tricks from them, you know, whether it's weathering or just tools they use, and I'll tell you, there's a ton of information out there on YouTube.
Yeah, because that brand, that God Hand, the sprue cutters,
Yeah.
the way I came across it was I landed on one of those websites that sells like the Gundams and all that stuff. And I started to go, okay, like that's I don't build any of that stuff, but I know at some
Right.
point I know I will at least one.
Try
But
it. Try
yeah,
it out.
but they look cool. Like I see that stuff and I'm like, man, that thing looks crazy. But it's like I want to know how do they get them to look so dope, you know? And I start to wonder what tools are they using, and then it makes me more curious. Like, okay, maybe I can use whatever tools they're using and apply it to the model cars.
You're right. You're right. And it at the end of the day, it's all plastic, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it's a car, whether it's a train, a plane, a tank, you know, or even a robot, it's still styrene, you know? And I learned a lot from YouTube because there's guys who do like to do on tutorials and I'll tell you, I learned a lot from there. And even guys who don't build model cars, you know, that build like you said, Gundams and other genres, you know, of
Yeah.
building. So.
Dang. No, that's pretty dope, man. Yeah, I'm gonna send you some links on that I found. Like just so you could
Oh
like
yeah, definitely.
check it out.
I definitely want to check it out. That's all. That'll be cool.
Nah, yeah, it's pretty interesting. Man, right now I was thinking like how crazy would it be if you saw like a film or like a doc or like a little short film where let's say it's a model show, right? And just imagine all your crew, your homies, and you guys parked, you guys are carrying your stuff, has your model cars, and you're about to walk into the venue, and it's like the camera's just following you guys, you know, getting all kinds of different shots, and then as soon as you cross that door, from the inside, once you're inside, you somehow, you're not like your age, you're like a young, like when you started, like when you were a kid. Imagine that, like how crazy that would be. Like you get an act, like you get another kid, like an actor that looks kind of like you, like as a kid, and then you guys are just like in there, and then you guys set up, and then it's just like it's showing everyone, and it's everybody at their youth. So it doesn't matter. Like let's say if you started modeling when you were 10 years old, it's gonna show you at 10. If you started at 15 years old, you're at 15. Whatever age you started, that's that person like portraying you, acting you know?
Yeah,
That
that
I don't
sounds
know.
cool,
That'll be kind of a trip. Man, I
man.
wish I had a budget. I would try to do something like that or kind of weird. I don't know. Just something
You
interesting.
know what, man? I'll tell you one thing, you do that and a lot of modelers, a lot of guys in our community, your model car community would love that, you know?
Yeah, it
Would
would just be
definitely
a
love
trip.
that. Oh yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you one thing, man, just I really appreciate what you're doing here with the podcast, man, because you're giving another outlet for us, you know, just you know, model car related that we can, you know, go to and versus, you know, just, you know, the Instagram and the Facebook and the YouTube. I mean, you're giving us something else to, I mean, it's fun just hear modeling and just listening to podcasts because, you know, even though I'm in the East Coast, it's still, we're still talking model cars, we're still talking plastic and I can relate to basically everything you and your guests are talking about. And you know, really, I really appreciate you doing this because you know, it really helps the community out, you know?
No, thanks, man. Nah, and also I wanted to tell thank you for also sending me stickers and the postcards a while back.
Oh yeah, definitely, man.
That
I
was
mean,
dope,
you
man.
know, I you know, with my Vision 1-4, I just basically, you know, I wanted to kind of brand myself somehow, you know, kind of give myself a name where, you know, guys know me by that, you know, like so when they see my logo, they know it's something from me and you know, and when I started my Instagram, I just started, you know, just sharing some of my builds on my regular Instagram page, And then I started realizing that I started getting followed by a lot of modelers and all that stuff. And I said, wait a minute, there's a big community here on Instagram. And I said, I'm going to start a new page. So I started a page, the page Vision 124, just dedicated to model cars. And, you know, I like showing off, you know, anything that inspires me, I like to, you know, share it, you know. And then as somebody will follow me and I see their page and I see their modelers, I start following them. And then I just started from there. And then I started sharing guys and tagging them. And, you know, it just started like that. And it's fun because, you know, it's always a place for me to go back and look back in my Instagram of modelers that touch me by, you know, inspire me by just going back to looking at a build that I posted from them, and that I could always go back to their page because I tagged them, you know?
Yeah.
And I could always go back and just as much as it's for me, it's for everybody else who goes to my page, that they can, you know, find other modelers and just share each other stuff and just start following each other because, you know, it's a big community, you know?
No, yeah, it's really big, especially like once you start traveling, you know, outside of the country, or you meet, or you have other model builders that come into your country, and you, let's say if there's a language barrier,
right,
you know, if they can't speak English and then you can't speak their language, but you both have a common interest and you both build model cars, it's very easy to kind of show them and even teach them like, hey, check this out. And even just by, mm-hmm. just by looking at what you're doing, you're going to,
oh, yeah.
you know, they're going to trip out. You're going to give them some ideas and then they're going to be like, oh, check this out kind of thing, you know, uh-huh. and then they're going to show you. And it's a
inspiration.
Trip.
It's definitely, man, inspiration, you know, it goes a long way, man, by just, you can let your model do the talking, you know, you know, or their model will do the talking for you, you know, you can learn a lot or just be inspired by just someone who doesn't even speak our language, you know, just checking out their model, you know?
Yeah. And it's been crazy. Like, you know, the more, everybody putting in the work of showcasing model building, it's like being put out there really loud on the internet, on every social media, because even I have friends who they don't build at all. They have other hobbies, sports and other things, but they do love and they appreciate model cars. They don't build them, but they always tell me, damn dude, like, I've been noticing a lot of model cars now, like on social media. And,
right.
and I mean, I tell them, well, maybe it's probably cause I told you about it or I put it in your head. Kind of like mm-hmm. you're noticing it. It's almost like when you're like, you buy a car and then later you're like, man, everybody has this car. Like,
right.
cause you're paying uh-huh. attention to it. But my friend's like, nah, man, like it's like everywhere. Like it just keeps popping up, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely, man.
And it's just getting louder and louder. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you one thing, man. Like what I did notice, what got me back into it, and I would say maybe 7 years ago, was I was just on Facebook, and mind you, at this point I wasn't into the model, I wasn't back into the hobby. I didn't even have a model in my closet, but I saw a video that somebody shared on Facebook, and it had to do with, you know, a modeler and some modelers, which is called 124 Motoring. And I guess they're a group of guys in Japan who build cars or whatnot. So they did a little video, and it was like some really cool models, like, you know, a lot of Japan models, a lot of like import cars and everything at the time was really big into that. And then when I saw that, I was like, oh my god, like, I was like, what have I been missing all these years? Like, you know, when I left the hobby, I didn't even know they made these specific cars. And you know, now mind you, when I stopped, I was a teenager, and then now this is maybe 15 years later. Now I start and I look back and I'm like, oh, wow, they got this model. Hold up. Let me go look and see what's out there. And then just because of that, you know, then I started seeing social media, started, you know, looking up model cars, and I couldn't believe, like, wow, this is really big, you know. And it inspired me to go ahead and go on eBay and start to see what models are out there. And then I started buying models again just by that inspiration. And mind you, that video is from somewhere in Japan, you know, like somebody just made the video and just started showcasing all the cars in a little parking lot, you know, kind of thing. And it inspired me, you know, to get back in it.
Dang, that's crazy, huh? Like, what one person can do to have an impact on others.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. And one more thing I would like to, like, you know, to keep this hobby alive, like, just like I got inspired, you know, I would say, you know, for all these young kids or whatnot that you think that, you know, that they like cars or whatnot, take them to a model car show, because it's not the same, you know, just going to a hobby shop and you see models and whatnot, as when you see them built in the tables and how nice they come out. I tell you one thing, that inspired me to build model cars, you know, just seeing the ones in the model car show. So if anybody could bring all these young kids, you know, into that right there will bring, look at me, I came back into the hobby, and now I have over 300 models in my collection, you know. I'm just be going back, being inspired and thinking back of when I walked into that model car show.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense, dude. Like, that's true. Like, I never really thought about that, but that's true. Because just think of it, like, relative to, let's say, you know, like, you have your son or daughter and they're playing, like, they like baseball, you know, and you're just, you know, but you want them to be good. But then again, they need that push to see how deep they want to get into it. Right. So then next thing you know, you take them to a baseball game, like at a stadium, you know,
right,
and they get to feel like the thrill of the fans of everything, yes, you know, something live. And
exactly,
when you're a kid, that's a huge impact.
Yeah.
So big.
I tell you, it was a big impact for me when my cousins, her husband said, you know, brought me to that big NNLE show, and I was blown away. And I said to myself, I couldn't believe the paint jobs on the cars and whatnot, how shiny they were. And mind you, that was before I was a teenager. So I still remember those cars. And I said to myself, wow, one day I want to build like that, you know? And here it is later on, now that I'm older, that I'm home more, you know, I have kids, you know, so it's like I have to find a hobby that keeps me inside now, you know? So getting back into this was just perfect for me, you know, to get back and do something where I can be home, you know?
Yeah. Nah, it's cool, man, because, like, you stay home, you know, you're working on, you're focusing on something, and, like, if your family needs anything, they know you're there.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So, like, whatever they need, it's like you can put down what you're doing, and you can go help them or see what they need, and then, you know, you continue on. If not that moment, maybe the next day or so, but
it'll
always be there.
You're right. Yep.
You know.
Yep.
It's that's pretty cool. Yeah, it's like for the show that just passed, the Cadillac Fest, like, you know, it's a trip, dude, cuz like my dogs, I take them out all the time, and it's like they're small little dogs, but it's like they knew that I was so busy and consumed, they didn't even bother me.
Or really?
Like being whining and being like, you know, over here like trying to get my attention to go take for nothing. They didn't bother me. Even like my girlfriend was like, do your thing. Like, she wasn't like trying to like keep my time or try to bug me, nothing.
Right.
It was crazy. But even then, like, now that it passed, you know, I got to do my part, you know, like, I've been taking out my dogs for walks. Like, I'm spoiling. I'm making up for those 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah,
you
man.
Know? And mean, even my girlfriend, I'm like, yo, like, where do you want to go?
I know, dude. I know you were busy, and I remember you saying that, you know, if you guys are trying to reach me, if I don't get to me, I'm sorry. You know, I totally get it, man. I know exactly what that is. Like, right before show, my girlfriend knows, she knows, my wife, when, I'm sorry, when we, when it's time for a show, she knows that I'm focused on that, and she's not getting no attention. You know, it's just, you know, we don't do it on purpose, but, you know, sometimes we just get consumed to finish the project that, you know, after the show, you definitely want to get back to that, you know, and give them the time they need because they gave it to you, you know?
Yeah, and I remember even with this cattle, like, in the beginning, I was like, oh, yeah, I have so much time. I should have it, like, my plan is to have it done 2 weeks before, three, supposedly, thinking that, yeah. And, nah, heck no, it did not pan out that way. And
I don't know. I tell you when you posted the video and just seeing the pictures that guys were sharing on Instagram about the show and on Facebook, wow! Like, I definitely want to go to a West Coast show and check that out. And you know, and those lowriders are amazing, man. Those paint jobs and whatnot, I definitely want to go check it out. Hopefully next year I could try to make a trip out there, or even maybe. Even go to the low ballers meet or whatnot.
Yeah, nice.
I try to even from over here, we try to support those guys, you know, try to, you know, send them a couple of kits, you know, to give away or whatnot, because, you know, I think it's important to, you know, share the love, you know,
yeah.
and just support, you know, even if you're the other side of the country, who cares, you know, just giving away some stickers and a couple of models, it goes a long way, man, to support, you know?
No, it does. I mean, I got your stickers on my stuff, like, posted up, so,
you know. I appreciate it. That's awesome. Yeah. Thanks for the support, man.
No, yeah, because when I got them, I was like, what? I didn't even expect it. It just showed up. I was like, dude, like, this is so dope. You know,
yeah.
I like what you did with the stickers. You had the cars, the model cars as a sticker.
Right. I mean, because my logo is very simple. You know, I just took a font from a creator on my phone. And you know, I just kind of like to keep things simple. And then I said, you know, let me just take a, you know, take a good picture of a couple of my models. So I ended up with those two models, and I said, yeah, this will work, you know? You know, just let me try these out and see people like them, you know? And so far I got a good response out of them, so.
Yeah, you should continue doing that, though, like, with your cars and also cars from your club members.
And, oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, that'd be pretty cool to have, like, a collection going of various different cars.
Definitely, man. I mean, I just started off with these and the logo of my club. We just started with that just to, you know, to see how it would go. But it definitely worth doing it. I mean, when I got yours, the Scale Riders one, I was happy, man. It was awesome. I get that from you.
Oh, thanks, man.
And then it just follows suit. People are starting to do it, and it's starting to become something even bigger now. So.
Yeah, I'm always down. I love stickers, but like whenever someone comes out with a new one, send it my way. I wanna like, just, you know, have that collection going, because it's like they're rare, you know. At some point, it's like, oh, they're all done, they're gone. Like,
yeah, they're gone, and you know, it's always you know, it gives you a flashback, even like, let's say 10 years from now. I mean, this Scale Riders logo might be a different logo next year, but it's still Scale Riders. And I was like, yo, look, I got the OG sticker here. You know, like, you know, it's fun to always look back and something like this, or just a card of your shop name or whatever. It's fun because you can always, you know, look back and be like, oh, this is so and so, you know. So it's good. It's good to, you know, to promote your page and let people know who you are, you know. And I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And how long have you been on YouTube for now?
Actually, I've been a YouTuber, like, you know, just following and listening and watching other modelers. But I didn't get into making videos to probably only last year. And what got me into doing the videos was that I flew out. The first show that I ever flew outside of state was this show called Acme. It's the Southern Nationals in Atlanta. So I know there was a lot of YouTubers there that I follow, like Dr. Cranky was going to be there, Freddie from H-Time Models. And, you know, I knew those guys were going to be there. And, like, I followed them and I asked, you know, make comments and, you know, they know me by that. But, you know, once I got there, I got together with those guys and just started kicking it with them. I'll tell you one thing, Freddie from A-Style, shout out to Freddie. You know, he was the one guy that right from the beginning, you know, introduced himself and I introduced myself and he just introduced me to everybody. And I tell you, man, I feel like I know that guy forever. You know, he's a really cool guy. So he introduced me to the other YouTubers like CT Speed Shop, you know, some of the guys he mentioned when he did his interview. And just kicking it with those guys, they saw my builds on the tables at that show. And they said, dude, you need to do a video. You know, you need to make videos, man. Your builds are nice. You need to make some videos. So I ended up, because of that push, you know, like you said, you need that push sometimes. They gave me the push to go ahead and make a video. So, you know, now I'm probably done about 20 or 30 videos since last year, you know. And I tell you that the YouTube community of modelers is another great network of group of guys and builders who you could learn a lot from. And they help a lot as much as they can. So
yeah, that's tight.
That's how it started for me, and I definitely recommend people to go check out you know, all the model builders out there in YouTube, because you learn a lot and you actually, you know, you create a lot of great friendships that way as well.
Yeah, because I remember like a while back when I was getting back into things with model building, like the first channel was like Dr. Cranky. And then from there, right, I was watching a ton of his tutorials. And there was a, like, when, you know, when you subscribe, then it kind of gives you, like, it recommends you or suggests, like, yes, you might like, yeah, you know, or follow other YouTubers. And in there was H-Town Model Shop. So that's right, where I started following Freddie. Right. And then there was these other ones, but then at the same time, I wanted to learn how to do the hoppers. And there was one guy on there, his channel was called Dre One Only.
Yes. Yeah. I follow him as well. Uh-huh.
And dude, I remember watching his stuff, and man, I learned a lot from him, like, on there. And then I noticed later that he got on Instagram. So I was like hyped, like, oh, dude, I'm gonna follow him, you know? And then I remember finally when I started, like, finally getting a model car functioning with servos, and I started getting it hopping and whatnot. I started posting pics, and he commented on one of my pictures, like, he said something like, I see you or something like that.
Then
I was like, oh man, like, he saw my stuff. So I just replied telling him, yo, like, thank you for all that content, all that information that you provided, because I watched those videos religiously, all the over and over and over, until I got it going. And and then later, later from there, I started digging deep, like, into YouTube, and I did notice it, that it's pretty deep too and big, the community on YouTube.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you one thing. You just you can just have so much fun just being on YouTube. I mean, you know, there's a big community there of guys that don't even have Facebook or Instagram, you know, that you can still consider friends, you know. And once you start like getting into a group build in YouTube, then their followers start following you, and then you start growing a big amount of followers, and they start commenting you, and then, you know, and then once in a while you go into one of their live feeds, and it's fun because, you know, it's good camaraderie, you know. And I tell you one thing, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's tight, man. I'm glad you know, that finally we made this happen, got you on the show.
Because, yeah, absolutely.
You touched on a lot of stuff that I, you know, to me it's new because I've never been out in the East Coast for any of the shows. I think it scratches the surface, like as far as painting a picture, but
right.
It's not gonna be until like I'm there also, you know. But
oh yeah, man.
But it's like
I definitely recommend it, and you know, we'll definitely link up and we'll try to set that up in the next coming, maybe next year or the following or something, you know.
No, yeah, it's gotta happen, definitely.
Definitely will, man, because I definitely want to go to a West Coast show. Hopefully next year, if I can with work and definitely if the funds are there, I'm definitely want to do it, you know.
Yeah, and for the listeners out there, is there any words you want to say, like as far as like tips or you know, recommendation or something?
Right. Well, as far as what I could say is, you know, for anyone starting or whatnot, and you know, just like a lot of builders say, just be patient, you know. Try not to overwhelm yourself with so much detail when you're first starting. I mean, I learned that, you know, step by step, you know, like maybe if you have a couple of models to build, maybe concentrate on, you know, mostly on interior on the one model. Then maybe on the next one, concentrate on the paint. Then the next one, maybe concentrate more on the detail, engine detail. And then once you get all those, you know, you once you feel comfortable with, you know, concentrating and getting those builds better at all those parts of building, you know, later on, your builds will be more complete. You know, I felt like, if you try to do too much on the first couple of models, you might get overwhelmed. So you might get discouraged. So try to take baby steps with it, you know, and, you know, concentrate little by little on focus on maybe one part of the model. And then in the next one, focus on another more. And then until you build yourself into more of a complete builder where, you know, you could get all the every part of the model, you know, steps to where you need them to be.
Nice. And don't be scared to ask questions either.
Absolutely not. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I got to give a shout out to certain modelers like Marcos Cruz. You know, he helped me with my paint. You know, he was gracious enough to share tips of what I needed to do to get my paint jobs better. And because of that, because of him and a lot of guys on YouTube and just in, you know, modelers in general who answer my questions, I really appreciate all their help because of them, I'm getting better at every model, you know.
Yeah, so. That's awesome, man. Thank you. Well,
yeah.
I want to, if you guys want to follow George, he's on Facebook, YouTube, and on Instagram, and it's the same, link. So it's, if it's on Instagram, it's at vision124. So VISIO. Oh, wait. Sorry. I'm like getting all like confused. So it's VISION. And then O-N-E, So he spells out the one, and then
right.
and then after that's the number 24.
Right. So,
and but yeah, you guys can hit him up. I'm also gonna be posting like show notes on him. I'm gonna tag him over the stuff that we talked about, and but yeah, feel free to message him in case if you have any questions regarding the upcoming show that they have in September. It's the 7th annual one. You said it's on September the
29th.
It's a Saturday. Okay, cool. Right.
I'll forward you all the information so you can put that in the show notes.
Yeah. I'll put that up on the Facebook too, on our page. That way if anybody who's out there on that side that listens or follows us can make the drive and go out there, check it out.
Absolutely. I appreciate the support. I just want to give a couple of shout outs if that's okay.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, so number one, I just want to start off with giving a shout out to the Diversified Scalers, my club members, Dennis, Tony, Abe, Dell, Pete, and Grant. Appreciate you guys, for all the work that we put together with the club. And looking forward to our show next month. And also want to just basically give a shout out to, all the followers and the support that I've been getting on my, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And everyone who has helped me get better at building and looking forward to seeing you guys out there at the shows. And last but not least, shout out to you, Edgar, for asking me to be in your show and doing what you're doing with this podcast, man. It's definitely a great thing you're doing here.
Oh, thank you, George. I appreciate it. Appreciate you coming on. And in the future, we'll have to have you back on to give us an update of,
Absolutely.
How the show went and what you've been up to and all that. So
absolutely, man. It was a lot of fun, and I appreciate you having me and thanks to all the listeners for listening.
Cool. Thanks, man.
All right, man.
Pretty sure it's pretty late out there at this time right now, so I'll let you go. That way you can get some rest and
absolutely.
We'll communicate online and whatnot.
You got it.
Awesome, bro.
Got that right. Take care, man. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
All right. We'll be right back.